This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sounds of sirens in Ashkelon, Israel overnight as Palestinian militants fired rockets towards Jerusalem, further escalating the most violent confrontation in months between Israel and militants in the Gaza Strip. There was no immediate reports of casualties on either side as foreign mediators pressed ahead with efforts to reach a ceasefire. The past few days of fighting have killed 31 Palestinians in Gaza and one man in central Israel. A Pakistani court ordered former Prime Minister Imran Khan's release on bail for 2 weeks, his lawyer said on Friday, after his arrest ignited deadly protest and a tussle with the military. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Khan was arrested on Tuesday by the anti-graft agency in a land fraud case. It was ruled by the Supreme Court invalid and unlawful on Thursday. Khan's arrest ignited deadly protests in many cities and a tussle with the military. His supporters set ablaze a state broadcaster building, smashed buses, ransacked a top army official's house, and attacked other assets. It led to nearly 2,000 arrests and the army being deployed for help. At least 8 people have been killed in the violence.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday its forces repelled a surge of attempted Ukrainian attacks against positions in eastern Ukraine, but indicated its troops had fallen back in one area for what it said was tactical reasons. The ministry said in a statement Ukraine had deployed more than 1,000 troops and up to 40 tanks in 26 attempted attacks across a front line. This is VOA News. A war of words is brewing between the U.S. and South Africa after the ambassador to the country said South African weapons were loaded onto a Russian vessel when it docked at a Cape Town naval base in December. Kate Bartlett has more from Johannesburg.
Pretoria summoned U.S. Ambassador Reuben Brigitte on Friday after Brigitte's extraordinarily strident comments to South African media on Thursday, in which he said the U.S. had observed South African weapons being loaded onto a Russian vessel.
I would bet my life on that assertion.
The South African was surprised by the ambassador. Comments, responding hours later that they were setting up an independent investigation into the matter led by a retired judge. But Vincent Magwenya, a spokesman for President Cyril Ramaphosa, also hit back at Brigitte's remarks, saying the U.S. and South Africa had already discussed the matter privately. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Aid groups struggling to cope with the sudden influx of Sudanese refugees say they will have to stop aid in Chad altogether this month if they do not receive more funding, as Henry Wilkins reports from Kufron.
Will Carter is the Norwegian Refugee Council country director for Sudan.
It's a real risk, to be honest, and the regional refugee crisis is only just starting. But this is a hugely vulnerable region. The outflow of people is just one aspect of really a destabilizing situation for the whole region that Sudan is in some ways in the middle of. So we're very worried.
Aid groups say they fear the instability could spread to Chad and other neighboring countries. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kufrun, Chad.
Authorities in Bangladesh and Myanmar are preparing to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people as they brace for a severe cyclonic storm churning in the Bay of Bengal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
India's meteorological department says Cyclone Mocha is expected to roar in on Sunday with a wind speed of up to 100 miles per hour between Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh and Myanmar. Evacuation of nearly 500,000 people is expected to start on Saturday in Bangladesh, with over 550 shelters ready to provide refuge to those moved from their houses along a vast coast. Bangladesh is a delta nation of more than 160 million people and is prone to natural disasters such as floods and cyclones. Seasonal cyclones are also a severe threat along the coast of Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the Turkish Red Crescent resigned on Friday, the Relief Association said, 3 months after controversy emerged over the selling of tents to a charity in the first days after devastating earthquakes in Turkey. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.